A simple cabin, somewhere in West Africa's vast savanna. A beautiful horse stands outside, patiently waiting for its owner. Inside, there are two people, a humble man, a man living off the land, and the biggest princess in the land. They have just only met, and it was love right away, instantly. Their encounter will mark the birth of a great ruling family. How did it all happen? Hello guys, welcome back to Roots, a podcast about greatness. This is your humble host Daniel here. The mother of the Mossi people, honored with a number of statues and roads named after her in Burkina Faso. This is the story of the heir and ruler of the Dagomba Empire, Princess Yenenga. In the 12th century, the Dagomba Empire, which is present-day northern Ghana, and its king, they all wanted an heir to the throne. But he had only one child, a girl. And since no one would be able to continue his royal line once he was gone, he decided to teach his daughter everything he knew. That included how to ride horses, how to attack, and even how to defeat an army. And guess what? It worked. She became the greatest warrior in the empire, the leader of her father's army, riding the finest stallion from the palace stable. She was bold, feared, and exquisitely beautiful. Her name was Princess Yenenga. She expanded her father's empire. She conquered new lands. She subdued new subjects and inspired new tales of her exploits. But something sat uneasily with her in spite of all that fame and success. Yenenga wanted to be married and she wanted children, but her father would have none of it. The empire's king, Yenenga's father, King Nedeja, was adamant in not letting her form her own family. Yenenga was brave and remarkably skillful with the spear and bow. Not only was she a better rider than all her blood relatives, she was a better rider than many of the king's warriors, which is why she was allowed to lead her own troops. And at the age of 14, she was already helping her father fight the enemy that was trying to steal the king's wealth. As I told you before, since her skills were so great and thus of utmost importance to the kingdom, her father would not let her marry. He feared losing his best warrior and his baby daughter. Yenenga became extremely sad because, as I told you, it was one of her dreams to get married, have kids, a family of her own. As a way of showing her father her levels of dissatisfaction, her levels of sadness with his decision and his way of acting, Princess Yenenga planted a field of wheat, and when the crops were ready, she let them rot in the fields instead of harvesting them. And when asked by her father why did she do that, she explained that he was doing the same thing to her by stopping her from getting married, dimming her own light. Basically, she was telling him, the death of these crops is the perfect way to show you what you are doing to me. For her insolence, her father imprisoned her. But as Yenenga was such a beloved princess, she had many friends, even among her father's own guards. One of them, one of her father's horsemen, helped her later escape on horseback, dressed up as a man. They rode together through the night, but were attacked by the enemy. So her companion fought against the warriors, distracting them from Yenenga, who was able to slip away and escape. She rode north, but was utterly exhausted. After crossing a river, she headed to the forest, where she met an elephant hunter called Riali. Riali saw through Yenenga's disguise and was captured by her beauty. He fell in love at first sight. Actually, they both did, because they later had a son who they called Odraogo, which means stallion, which was the name of the horse she rode to get to the cabin. To this day, Odraogo is a common surname in Burkina Faso, which is situated where the Mossi kingdom is still strong in West Africa. Odraogo, Yenenga's son, upon reaching adulthood, left his parents' home and traveled north, where he found the kingdom of Tenkodogo, which is considered the cradle of the Mossi kingdoms. Historians indicate that Odraogo even visited his grandfather, King Narega, which had been searching for his daughter all those years. Upon discovering that his daughter, Princess Yenenga, was still alive, he ordered a feast and even sent a delegation to request Yenenga to come back home. Together with Riali, Yenenga was welcomed by her father, who not only oversaw the training of his grandson, but also gave him cavalry, cattle, other goods which he used to set up his own kingdom. And it is for this reason that Yenenga is called the mother of the Mossi people. She has been honored with a number of statues and roads in Burkina Faso, and even the Burkinabe national football team is called Les Étalons, which is the Stallions, after Yenenga's famous horse. Yenenga was diligent, loved, and had plenty of willpower. She did not blindly accept rules and authorities. She chose to go her own way. She had the courage to engage others in order to succeed. She had the courage to love, and she knew that she was good at what she did. Yenenga symbolizes much of what is of great importance even today in West Africa, as well as in the rest of the world. Yenenga was young, beautiful, loved by her people and her father. She had both beauty and skill. She transcended gender roles, and she was given permission to develop her talents. She was of great significance to her country's security and development. She was courageous and had a strong willpower. She sought dialogue, acted decisively, and was driven in her life choices. So Yenenga needs to be an example for all of us. And that's here for today. This was a short episode. See you guys next week.